Merry Christmas, Allie!
Merry Christmas! I feel like I haven't seen you much.
I know.
When we're not recording a season, I just don't get enough of you in my life.
Well, I feel the same way. I have a job, and so this is my other job, and so I have to go do my other job.
Well, I know you have.
It's important.
I mean, I have parts of another job.
Yeah.
But you have like a full.
That's
other
right.
Job.
And I mean, there's kids and life and whatever and all that kind of stuff.
You're not a big Christmas person.
I think it stems from my single motherhoodness. I think, first of all, Christmas was not a huge deal in our family. We did big things, like my dad would die if he knew that I had a fake Christmas tree. Because we used to go to some place and literally cut down a tree. And so there were those kinds of things. And we did get gifts and things like that, but it didn't seem to be like the center of what we had going on. And for me, I probably have a beef with anything that requires me to do something on a certain day. Like I generally just rebel. So Valentine's Day, Christmas, like things that require me to, when society says you have to do something on a certain day, I generally rebel.
Interesting.
So Christmas for me is a time that I rebel. Love Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Love
not
the fact
rebelling
that
against Jesus.
Not rebelling against Jesus.
Love that baby in the manger.
I love that little baby.
Mm-hmm.
Super cute. I rebel against, okay, on this day, you're going to wake up in the morning and go downstairs and open gifts. Like, that is the piece that I rebel against.
Wow.
I do, so.
I did not know that about you.
Yeah.
The Halloween sign on your door is making a lot more sense.
It's making sense.
It's making
yes.
a lot more sense.
Yes.
You would gladly give candy bars today
Absolutely.
To the little kids on your street.
Yes.
But don't come ring my doorbell between 6 and 8 p.m. on the 31st.
On a certain day?
You need
heck
to get
no.
the heck out of here, then.
Get out of here.
Wow. Okay.
Does it make
this
sense?
I'm adding this. Well, I'm following you, if that's what you mean. But does
it make
sense? I don't know. Jury's still out.
Well,
I love Christmas.
Yes.
Friends of IKR, at least one of us here loves Christmas.
I love Jesus.
I know
guys.
You do.
Yes.
I totally
yes.
believe that about you. No, I like Christmas and everything about it. I struggle against the feeling like I have to do all the things.
Yeah.
And so I try to pick and choose ones I really want to do.
Yeah.
And then I'm sort of ruthless about going like, I'm absolutely not going to do some of these things.
I mean, look, can we just list the things
that
you have
them.
To do during Christmas?
Okay. You need to redecorate your entire house inside and out.
That's bull crap.
Okay.
Yes,
right.
You do.
You need to, including the tree, which is a day in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then you need to send everybody that you know a card.
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm. And before that, you have to have had the foresight to get the picture that goes on the card.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's one. Then what else am I forgetting? Oh, you need to host things constantly.
Mm-hmm. There's always a party. And you got to buy not only gifts for like the people who you love, but like gifts for people that you might not even really like your kids' teachers.
Kids' teachers. I got
the
four
bus
kids.
Drivers.
That's like serious business.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, people could go into debt and all. Just imagine having to do all of those things. Some people do it really well.
Mm-hmm.
Some people plan well in advance.
You need to bake cookies. I forgot about
that's
that
right.
one.
Like
bake
cookies
a lot
and
of
take
cookies.
Them to all the little, that's because those are the only gifts that I ever gave.
And
cookies.
Whilst eating all the cookies, you need to look your best.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. You're drinking a lot of whatever you like to drink.
Yes.
Eggnog or beer. And you're eating a lot of cookies and you're fitting into beautiful holiday outfits while you cleaned your house all day and sent 200 Christmas cards. So that's my, I have a struggle with Christmas, it's that stuff.
And you wonder why
I
rebel.
I know. Maybe rebelling makes more sense, but I just try to pick and choose. Here's the few things I really care about doing.
Yep.
And that's just based on whatever, me, my family, what I like, what I don't like. I like to bake, so I'll bake.
Yep.
I don't like to buy random people gifts, so I don't.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
You know, stuff like that.
Yep.
So that's the thing about Christmas that I don't like, but I generally love the Christmas season.
Mm-hmm.
I like, I'll tell you one more thing that drives me
Please
nuts.
Do.
I happen to work for a place, and so does my husband, that both have Christmas parties in January.
Mm.
I don't want to go to a Christmas party in January.
Yeah.
I'm fine with going in December.
Because
you
the
can
end
have
of the
my
year
Friday
is
night
busy
because
for your
that's
husband
that's
and,
what I'm doing in December. I don't want to go to a Christmas party in January.
Yeah.
When it was novel, when that was a new thing, I thought, oh, that's nice. Yeah. And now that we're 10 years in and all my Friday nights in January taken up with Christmas parties, I'm over it.
You're over it.
Yeah. It annoys me.
Well, and so it's not like you can really opt out.
I'm rebelling against the Christmas
party. Oh, really? The water is warm, baby. Come on over. Didn't take long, listeners. Did not take long.
So Maya asked for a gift. I thought it was great and interesting, your conversation with Maya about what she wanted for Christmas. So
yes.
Can you tell us?
Yeah. So we normally, I have not given her like tangible gifts for several years now. We generally do experiences, and experiences usually turn out to be lessons or trips or something that we would not have normally done, kind of thing. Or maybe we would have. Maybe that's why Christmas bothers me, because I would have, when Hamilton came out, I was going to take her no matter what. We were just going to go see Hamilton. It didn't really matter, but I kind of packaged it around her birthday or Christmas or whatever. So, so she normally does not give me a list. But this year she did, and on the list were AirPods, and yep. some other junk. And I said to her, this is really interesting. I actually won't give you a gift unless you send me a list of things that you feel were gifts this past year. Not necessarily like a tangible, but maybe, but things that felt like a gift to you, ways that you've been blessed. And so she did, because I think she really wants those AirPods. And she told me, she said I could share a couple. And you know what was really interesting? I've talked a lot about her and our family going to therapy. She actually listed top of the list was our therapist, Dr. Dawana Thompson.
Yeah. Wow. What
that was at the top of her list.
What a testimony to how, like,
yes,
how wonderful that's been
for her. Top of her list of gifts. It was pretty, it was very, very sweet.
And do you think that's because relationships have improved?
Yes.
I mean, that's the blessing that's underneath.
Yeah, absolutely.
That.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I asked her why, and she said, well, because she stopped us from killing each other. And I said, that's about true. That's about right. So, anyhow.
Well, so what would be on your gift list? Like, what have you received in 2018 that would make that list for you?
That
have you thought about that?
Yeah. The things that I get that I receive as a gift are things that I always receive. So I have really great friendships, and I feel super honored and blessed to have great friendships. So a new friendship, I mean, I would say that we're kind of newish in friendship. That's a major gift to me. I get experiences that I would not have had. And so that's always, relationships are always at the top of my list. And I've gotten a lot of freedom from stuff this year that that I used to care a lot about that I'm like, I just don't care that much about it anymore.
You have an example?
Yeah, I was going to say, I used to really care. It's not that I don't care what people think about me. That's not true. It's that I don't hold what people think about me to the esteem that would prevent me from saying something.
Okay.
I think maybe IKR has freed me from that, because yay, I find myself exposed a lot. Mm-hmm. And I used to would think that I'd crawl into a hole and whatever. And now it's like, you know what? Let me just tell you that my daughter's gift is a therapist. That is the thing that she considers her gift. I actually don't care if you don't like it. You may want to get a therapist. Maybe it's important for you. So I feel very much a lot of freedom from that these days.
I think probably topping my list of things that I've received in 2018 is increased intimacy with Bill. And that's my husband, just in case you didn't know that. We started the year really seeing clearly. And if you've listened, guys, if you've listened to some of our episodes from season two, you might have heard that. We started the year kind of clearly seeing that we had some outages. And one of the biggest things that I did continuously was go to God. I have always prayed for my marriage, but I think in this year, in a new way, I went to him and said, if anything's going to change, it's because you gave it to us as a gift. Mm-hmm. There's no more bullet points. There's nothing we can do. We're almost 20 years in. Mm-hmm. If things are going to be different,
it's because of you.
It's because of you. And I just want to take whatever you'll give us. And I'm done trying to manufacture what I want.
Yeah.
And lo and behold,
he gave you stuff.
Yes.
Nice.
And one of the things that has mattered, and this is such a practical part of it, but it's been huge, is my oldest child can now watch the other kids. Mm-hmm. Now, not for the whole day or not if we're an hour away, but for an hour or so, no brainer. And that has given us some freedom to go by ourselves and take time. And I still feel like a kid running out the door.
Really? To go hang out with your boo?
Just to go hang out with Bill for an hour and a half over a glass of wine.
How sweet.
We're like,
that?
See ya. And we were always decent about going out on dates.
Yeah.
But this has become so regular for us that I love it.
That's
and I
great.
Feel like all of those things are pieces and parts of God's breakthrough, yeah. I think, this year.
Oh, sweet.
And so that's been a really big deal, because it all started with me going to God, going, this has to be a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Because whatever we thought we were doing to improve ourselves is not doing it. So mm-hmm. would you just give this to us as a gift?
That's fantastic.
And so for me, that's the thing that's mattered the most. And now I even see it reflected in our kids, who will say, if we're out together as a family, we just went out like last Friday night. We had dinner together after my daughter's basketball game. And Bill and I chose to sit next to each other. And Andrew said to us at some point during the meal, like, you guys are not on a date.
Oh.
And I was like, what are we doing that's communicating to them that we're on a date? So they're reacting. They're seeing.
How sweet.
Like an interesting, they're Man. Reflecting back to us that they see a closeness.
That's awesome.
And I thought, oh, that's funny. That's an interesting.
Yep.
You know, and he like put his hand between us, between our faces.
Get away from my mommy.
Anyway.
Wow. What a sweet thing to teach your kids.
That though. Is all that has felt like a huge gift.
Awesome.
This year. And for somebody who loves to like tackle something with bullet points, it's undeniably a gift.
Nice. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So relationships are key, man.
Yep.
It's a big deal.
Yep, for sure. So speaking of relationships, one last thing that I thought would be worth reflecting on is just that Christmas tends to bring out, I think, both the good and the bad in yeah. relationships. And you know what I mean? Like if there's yes. anything that's a little bit off, Christmas is going to bring it out.
It's stressful.
And so I just wanted, as a Christmas gift to myself and to hopefully our listeners can do this as well, is to give ourselves the gift of grace in mm-hmm. those places where our relationships are not great.
Yeah.
Because Christmas is like a mirror. It's like this moment where everything's supposed to be great. Mm-hmm. And when it isn't, it looks even that much worse. Mm-hmm. And so I just wanted to say, please, like, I want to give myself grace for the relationships in my life that are not great this mm-hmm. year, because it always seems like there's one or, you know, a thing that's yep. just off. And I hope that's a gift that we can receive from God, knowing that He absolutely has grace for the places in our life that are not awesome right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to receive that for myself and know that just because Christmas points that out, doesn't mean that it will never change, that it will never be better. And part of me just wants to say, just receive grace to cover that over. Mm-hmm. Christmas tends to point that out.
Yeah.
If that's the case, I really want to be gracious enough to say, I can get through that and know that something new can happen, but it doesn't need to be fixed on December 25th.
For sure.
It just doesn't.
Yeah. I think that's a really good point for people, because all of the things that we listed before, the Christmas cards and the cookies and the dinners and the clothing and all of the gifts, all of those things stir up a lot of stress
mm-hmm.
and oftentimes pointed just in the wrong direction. So for sure, grace. And I know it sounds trite, but like what I do love about Christmas, it feels like it's definitely a redemption time, because mm-hmm. Jesus like literally came to redeem. And so if there's a way to focus in any way, shape, or form on the actual reason that we're here, like if there's any way to channel energy and time and thought to God and the gifts that He's yeah. given you this year and the things that you are hoping for next year,
mm-hmm.
that feels at least for me, healthier than the other thing.
I was smiling because I was
She is smiling.
I know. I was smiling because as you were talking, I was like, that's exactly what I've been processing, is that Christmas is not about making us good. It's about making us alive.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that there's a separate process that God then goes through that takes a lifelong.
Yes.
That turns us into an image that's more like him. Mm-hmm. Right. But Jesus' birth and him coming to earth was about making us alive, not making us good.
That's right.
And then God sets about a process that takes, that will never end. We will die incomplete. But that we have to be patient with ourselves in that process. And Christmas is about becoming alive, not becoming good.
Becoming alive.
Yeah.
Nice.
And so if that's... Hopefully grace-giving is how I mean that, like that the process of becoming quote-unquote good or just reflecting God more and more in our traits, in our relationships, in our life, man, that's a lifelong process that requires a lot of grace, and it ain't gonna happen on December 24th and 25th, so let's not pretend that it will, but also Jesus came to flip the switch from death into life where that's possible.
That's great.
So Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah.
We can't wait to come back with season 3. We'll probably announce a drop date in January for that.
Oh, good.
So more to come. It's been great to be with you. Hope you enjoy the 12 days giveaway that we've been doing on Instagram. I hope it's a beautiful Christmas.
I agree. I do hope it's a beautiful Christmas. I love Jesus's birth. So enjoy that time and enjoy your family. Our producer is laughing at me as though I don't love Jesus's birth. But really, enjoy whatever you're doing. Enjoy it. Seriously. Wherever you are, whoever you're with, whatever your circumstances, find a time and a moment to enjoy it. That's it.
All right. See you in 2019.
Bye, guys.
IKR is a production of Crossroads Church, Cincinnati, Ohio. Our music is thanks to Mae Klingler, and you can find more from her at mayklingler.com or on Spotify or iTunes. You won't be sorry you did.